Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. On Sunday, 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'm going to begin today. There's an article out of beforeitsnews.com. It was Israel 2021. A doctor gave warning for Israel. This is a Dell Big Tree program. The doctor was Vladimir Zelenko. He's an MD, and his website is VladimirZelenkoMD.com. He was talking about the genocide taking place in Israel. The article, his interview is extremely important. It will let you know what is happening in Israel, the plan of the globalists to destroy the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Israeli government. In his interview, Mr. Zelenko basically states, or he does state, that Israel as a nation is a socialist nation, socialist country. This is absolutely in line with the prophecies in the Bible concerning Israel and the time in which we live. That would be Isaiah chapter 28, the early verses in that chapter. And he talks about how the nation is pushing for all of the Jewish people to be vaccinated. And as I had mentioned, I believe yesterday or the day before, remember there is, in the book of Revelation, there are 12,000, there are 12 tribes of Israel, and 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes, 12,000 people, will be sealed. And I believe that this, in Revelation, the Apostle John was talking about how 12,000 people from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, excluding the tribe of Dan — Dan is no longer mentioned in the lineage of Jacob, but he is replaced by Manasseh. Well, in that those verses, in the chapter 7 of Revelation, it is basically stating that there has to be a protection for these 12,000 people from each of the 12 tribes of Israel to protect their genetic makeup. Yes, with the technology we have today, there we can identify 12,000 people from each of those children, each of the tribes of Israel. A friend of mine argued with me. He was just basically stating that that could not be possible back in the 90s. Well, now with the research on the DNA, it is possible. And it does say in Revelation chapter 17, Revelation 7, that God will seal and protect 12,000 people from each of the 12 tribes of Israel through this time that we live in, with this great globalist push to inoculate every human being on this planet, to alter, change, and destroy the genome that they through Adam and Eve. That DNA was created perfectly with Adam and Eve, in a physical way, to be carried through all of 7,000 or 6,000 years to our present day, and then into another 1,000-year period of time coming. Well, the globalists would like to destroy the DNA of mankind, just like the fallen angels were able to contaminate the DNA of mankind before the flood. Noah, his three sons, Noah's wife, and the sons, the wives of the three sons made it through the flood with their DNA intact. We will, the world will, to a degree, make it through this time with the DNA intact at Christ's coming. So Dr. Zelenko, you know, he has been treating people with a protocol, and I was interested. His protocol was hydrochloroquine, 200 milligrams twice a day for 5 days, and zinc sulfate, 220 milligrams once a day for 5 days, and azithromycin, 500 milligrams once a day for 5 days. And this is what he has been using with the people that in his clinic or his hospital. And it has been working. It has been effective. And so if you wanted to listen to his interview, the interview, it's on beforeitsnews.com /Israel/2021/09/ A Doctor's Grave Warning for Israel, Del Bigtree. And I remember I watched this. I wished I could play it, but it takes too long. I only have an hour, actually less than an hour, a little over 48 minutes roughly, to present to you what I feel is important. That is important. The DNA is being compromised with the people that are taking the vaccination. The DNA structure being compromised, your cells being destroyed, it may take it may begin a process immediately, but it may take 2-3 years before everything just totally manifests. For those that have taken it, I don't have any solutions for you other than you're going to need to pray, and you're going to have to ask God to help you, and to help you psychologically and help you physically with what is to come. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Do you ever wake up and feel like there should be someone to run your errands? We want to get things done, but just don't have enough time. Many of us hire concierge services like dog walkers or food and grocery delivery. Why should your insurance needs be any different? At Badger Insurance Advisors, we act as your concierge for all things insurance, pairing quotes and prices and recommending the best insurance for your needs. Call or text us today at 303-359-1799 or check us out at badgerinsuranceadvisors.com.
What's up, guys? Bucky Dillon here, and I'm genuinely concerned about the state of affairs here at KHNC. It seems as though Jason has completely bought in to this entire flat earth thing. I don't know. Make up your own minds, but you gotta tune in starting September 7th at 3 o'clock to a series of shows that he calls The Lost History of Flat Earth on Faking the Truth. Again, that's starting September 7th. Don't miss it. The Lost History of Flat Earth. And let's keep praying for Jason.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program with Rick Rodriguez. Programs for this for the daily hosts that are on. The weekend hosts are on 1360khnc.com podcast section. You'll have a variety of hosts there with a variety of topics. I believe with the hosts that are on this station, KHNC 1360 AM radio, everything pretty much is covered that is important. So I listen to some of the other stations in the Denver area, and they just don't get it. They do touch on many things that are important, but they don't talk about and they don't touch on deep things like what I'm presenting to you from this Vladimir Zelenko's interview with Dale Bigtree. Again, that was Before It's News, and that was yesterday's program. Well, actually, it wasn't. It was the 9th. But beforeitsnews.com/Israel/2021/09/ A Doctor's Grave Warning for Israel, Dale Bigtree. A professor or Dr. Zelenko stated that with those that are being vaccinated, there's a higher viral load than with the vaccinated people than with the unvaxxed. And the three highest vaccinated countries in the world are Israel, Gibraltar, and there's one other nation. I couldn't understand the name of the nation, but they have more than 85% of the people within these nations vaxxed. But they have, in these nations that are the highest vaccinated, they have the highest outbreaks of Delta variants. The highest outbreaks of Delta variants. And so again, he has recommended what he's giving his patients is hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams twice a day for 5 days, zinc sulfate, 220 milligrams once a day for 5 days, and azithromycin, 500 milligrams once a day for 5 days. This is what his protocol is. There are others that I've listened to that have similar protocols. I don't have the time to present anything more to you than what I've just presented. So anyhow, I wanted to begin the program with that. I know that people are very concerned now. People that have taken the vaccinations, there's no going back. Once you jump off a cliff, there is no going back. You can't. Like I stated at the end of the first segment, now this is between you and God. You have to be in God's hands. The Lord Jesus is the one who is going to help these people, and he can perform miracles to destroy whatever it is that's happening to the people that have been vaccinated. He's God. He can do anything. With him, nothing is impossible. But people are going to need the help of God's Messiah. Jewish people, Gentile people, will all need the help of God's Messiah. That is the only real hope I can give people in this audience that are listening. I had talked yesterday, going to another article, that in Israel, there has been war for roughly, I mean, there has been peace roughly for since May with the Jewish, with Israel and the Hamas, Hezbollah, the terrorist groups surrounding Israel. They've basically had a ceasefire, but I had mentioned yesterday, I believe it was, and I've mentioned in the near, in my program on my program on Sunday, I think maybe 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, don't be deceived. Israel is going to be continually attacked. The forces that are taunting Israel presently are restocking their munitions. That's what they're doing. Where those munitions are coming from, who's paying for those munitions, possibly the United States of America, who's supplying the munitions to the terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, you name it. Probably coming in from China. I doubt a lot is coming in from Russia. Russia's at war with Islam to a great degree. So who knows how they're restocking, who they're getting their stockpiles from. Finances probably coming from the United States. Israel has been restocking also, because the conflict, there was a truce. But just this week, I have an article here from the USnews.com. Israel strikes Gaza in retaliation for rocket fire, military says. The terrorists, they do what they do. They cannot resist. The hatred for Israel is great, just like the hatred of this shadow government in America. The hatred is so great for the good people of America, the people that are resisting. Their hatred for them is, they're mad. From Jerusalem, on July 6th, Israel carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Sunday in response to Palestinian rocket fire into its territory, the Israeli military said. Drawing Israel airstrikes, Gaza militants fired a rocket into Israel on Friday. Two of the prisoners were apprehended that escaped from a prison. But the fragile truce between Israel and Hamas ended the 11 days of fierce fighting in May, in which at least 250 Palestinians and 13 in Israel were killed. But that truce now has ended. So we're going to see, once again, there's going to be little aggravated assaults on Israel. And now is going to say, now isn't it convenient? The globalists, they initially tried to exterminate the Jewish people off the face of the earth in World War II through Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler in the 30s and 40s was the globalist plan. The globalists being those out of England, out of Europe, Cecil Rhodes and the white supremacists out of England that have always hated Israel, in conjunction with the Rothschild families and some of the other ruling families in Europe, in tandem cooperation with the good old United States of America, the French, not only the English, the Germans, and the Swiss, the Italians. And there was a genocide on the Jewish people. Well, isn't it interesting? Now they're using this international plan, using vaccinations and a virus, to basically put Israel and Israel's military in quarantine, in the hospitals, bring sickness upon the soldiers so they're in emergency on their back where they can't fight. this would be the opportune time for Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, you know, these terrorists to attack Israel. We've got to be careful. They've got, Israel's going to be careful. And why isn't, we don't hear much about the sickness within the Muslim and the terrorist camp? I don't hear any information about how many Muslims are getting sick, how many Muslims are having reactions to the vaccination. It's interesting, isn't it? Because their religion won't allow them to take vaccination. And here we, and especially the Christians in America, and the Jewish people in New York City, according to Mr. Vladimir Zelenko, the rabbis in New York and the East Coast are pushing for the Jewish people in America to get vaccinations. They don't, they're just rabbis. You know, I am a Christian. I have different duties as a Christian. But the thing is this, I do look and research for the truth. And I would not, if I were a rabbi, I would not tell my congregation to, you must get the vaccination. You must have to, you must get it. And you must have your people get it. I wouldn't tell them that. That goes against the laws of Moses. That's in violation of the laws of Moses. If anything, the rabbi should tell their people, I have these sources, you go study, and then if you take the vaccination and you get sick and you're ill, or you die or family members die, that's on you. That's what I would recommend. That's what I recommend to this audience. You investigate. You look. You research. You have time. Maybe you don't have a lot of time, but you have enough time to find good, solid sources, which are not the mainstream media sources. This is the globalists that are pushing the extermination protocol on the people of the world. So, let's watch Israel. Now, just recently, I've been also talking about China. China, you know, Xi Jinping, this man, as the head, the president of China, the people that are in his administration, I'll call it that administration, in the not the Politburo, but in Chinese government, they are in step with Xi Jinping. And if they deviate from the direction that he's taking China, these people, they get put in jail and they disappear. They don't want to feed them. They just put them in jail. They're never heard of again. And then the truth will come out 20, 30 years later that, oh yeah, they were murdered the second day that they were incarcerated. Xi Jinping, just recently, I've been talking about how we've had the naval operations in the Pacific off the coast of China, around Japan and south into Indonesia and through the South China Sea, around the Philippines, around Taiwan. We've had aircraft there. Well, here's what China decided to do in retaliation. China, just the first of this month, stated any ships coming through the South China Sea, they have to report why they're there, what they're carrying, munitions, anything, explosives, chemicals, anything that is detrimental or could be used against China, viruses. The nations might want to use viruses against the Chinese people. Again, they've been doing it for decades. They have been harassing China for centuries. The U.S. Coast Guard recently released, and this is out of thedrive.com. I'm going to go to break in a second. The Chinese warship sailing near Alaska's Aleutian Islands showed shattered by U.S. Coast Guard updated. The United States Coast Guard recently released a set of pictures of the Legend-class cutter, United States Coast Guard cutter Bertholdt, shadowing a group of four Chinese warships sailing in America's exclusive economic zone near Alaska's Aleutian Islands back in August. Whoopsie daisy. We sail in their close to their shores. They're sailing close to our shores. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes. AM Radio 1360KHNC.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the Town Group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the Town Group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the Town Group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. Think yes.
The Town Group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you: the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM. Every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. Sunday morning, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I cover prophecy. I cover Bible topics that are important to the Christian churches today, talking about the great plan that God had for mankind. And in the last 2,000 years, the great plan were seven churches of God in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And these great churches of God, to a great degree, they are apostate and they are dysfunctional. But God always has a small remnant, a group, a residue that are always faithful to Him and are always in the world, bringing hope to the people of the world when they have no hope. And maybe we don't have the finances, we don't have, like many people, each person needs something different than the next person. But Every person needs eternal hope, not just hope for this life, but for the eternity to come. There is an eternity coming. God said in the book of, Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes that God put eternity in the hearts of man, meaning every person is hoping that when they die, they dissipate like fog or like the breath. They hope that they don't have consciousness for all of eternity, but the Bible says mankind will have consciousness for all of eternity. Mankind, perfect recall for everything that happens through your life for all of eternity, good or bad, if you don't receive Christ. Jesus Christ is the answer to the world that's coming. He is the answer to the world that has been and is the answer, the only answer to the world to come. So, to the Jewish people, they have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That would be their hope for those Jewish people who do not ever meet Christ, the Messiah. But at some point in the future, they will realize that their Messiah did come. He did die. They've heard his name through their whole lifetimes, and they have rejected him. But God is merciful. There are those that belong to God. They're the elect of God in the Jewish, in the family of Israel. So, in the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, the Chinese are sailing by the Aleutian Islands. The operations in the Pacific that routinely challenge many of Beijing's widely disputed maritime territorial claims, especially in the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait, warn of tit-for-tat activities on the part of the People's Liberation Army, Navy. Xi Jinping, if I'm correct, this is the man that will take the world, China, and the Asian sisters to Armageddon within the next 10 years. There they have to. Things are happening so quickly. The technology is continually being updated. More technology. Now, in vaccinations, they can put in liquid metal, graphene. I have a friend that sent me a photo of the husband of a wife who last week got the vaccination. The husband who got the vaccination didn't believe there was a way to put anything metal in a shot, but he decided he wanted to get the shot because he just didn't want to get COVID and die from the shot, he didn't want to die from the virus. He got the shot. The wife had an inch and a half washer. After the shot, he rolled up his sleeve. She put the washer on his arm, and that washer stuck right to that spot where he got the vaccination. So, don't do it. I mean, you don't want to do this to find out if a washer will stick to your arm. That would not be good. Don't do it. So, this is what's happening in the Gulf or in the Aleutian Islands off the Alaska coast. China, you're not going to push China around. The United States and England, they decided to use Chairman Mao and help him to become a great communist dictator. And he did. And that spirit of communism, God hatred, has been on in the nation of China ever since. And now, through the last 50, 60, 70 years, now it has reemerged in a person. Well, it's always been there, but the new leader, which I believe Chairman Mao, the spirit of Chairman Mao and the demons that were with him and the spirits that were with him have come from person to person to person, and now all of them are in and directing Xi Jinping. And he is set on unifying the Asian sisters. He needs their resources. He needs their capital. He needs their bodies. He has to. China is going to be forced to go down the Belt Road, the ancient Silk Road, to the Middle East, to Armageddon, I say within a decade. Again, because the technology is continually newer ways to kill your fellow man. Eventually, Christ said that there would be no flesh saved. If he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. Well, you look at what's happening with the plans of the globalists. It is to not just cull the poor people of the world. Now it's to cull the white people, the black people, the brown people, the Asian people, the blue people of North Africa, the you name it. Doesn't matter whether you are Jewish, non-Jewish, German, French, English, American, Brazilian, if you're from Nairobi, if you're from India, if you're from the South Pole. The penguins are even suffering because of the chemicals in the water, and they're becoming sterile down in the South Pole. So mankind doesn't care. The only ones that are going to be allowed to live, the plan, is the very wealthy, the elite, handpicked by themselves and their family. Those are the only people that are going to live on this blue oyster that we call Earth. That is who they're planning to let live. Just them. Everyone else is dispensable. Well, I don't want to bum you out, but you need to know the truth. Now, we'll go to the next break here. 1360KHNC.com podcast section. Podcast programs of your choice. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls in a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls in a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Okay, let's continue. Now, this is out of the AsiaTimes.com. The British This is the quote, in the Chinese eyes, the British are bastards. They're bastards, as the English would say, bastards. A potent new super vessel, the HMS Queen Elizabeth, has since leaving Portsmouth on May the 1st, it has made the rounds of friendly ports, drilled with friendly fleets. This was part of the operation with the United States, with Japan, with India, the naval vessels sailing together, the good old boys, Australia, with Germany joined in, a ship from Israel, I believe, joined in, and they were sailing the Pacific Blue and around China's waters. So they promoted the concept of rules-based freedoms and made the case for stronger ties with Asian partners like India, the Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, Japan, South Korea. And it has demonstrated that the Royal Navy, deploying naval air projection capabilities that it lacked for 5 years, is back in the big league. The post-imperial force opted not to challenge the People's Liberation Army Navy or plan with provocative maneuvers in the South China Sea, the Taiwan Strait, or East China Sea. Even so, its joint drills with multiple nations on China's maritime periphery, many of them at odds with China, suggest that Washington's aim for a naval coalition of the willing is gaining traction with the UK, who is a particularly willing player. Now, London's gunboat neo-diplomacy stirred memories convenient for President Xi Jinping's Chinese Communist Party. They remembered the opium trading, gunboat wielding Brits that kicked off China's century of humiliation. The Chinese have never forgot that. It's like many of the German people are still, they still have a little remembrance of World War II, especially the older ones, and what happened and how the German people as a people were so brutal, not just to the Jewish people, especially to them, but to their neighbors and surrounding countries. The world's second largest economy, now talking about China. Now we have a muscular new China. The messaging is central to a widely noted conundrum of today's China. The world's second largest economy and military power remains acutely sensitive to historical wrongs. So we invested in and created a nation. We have, without the Rockefeller families out of America, without some of the great families, the Queen of England, the British out of England, China would not be great today. She would not have the great military army that she has. She would not have the technology that she has. She would not have the ability and communication with the high-tech manufacturing cell phones, computers, microchips, chips for computers. We, the West, built China, and we let, and China at some point, we had China in a cage, and China got out. And you cannot get China back in. I like to use the example of the third movie, the island, where was it, where they had the... I'll think about it in a second. Now, perched on the Queen Elizabeth's flight deck, now this is interesting, here on the Queen Elizabeth flight deck were F-35s, stealth fighters, manned by pilots from the United States, China's key 21st century rival, and the closest ally of both Japan and the UK. China's historical messaging cannot be dismissed as mere propaganda, for it is grounded in very real present events that connect to the present, most notably a 21st century world where China is dueling the United States for global hegemony. It is a back and forth. America will win this battle, and eventually it will force China down the road to Armageddon. And the military might of the West will also go to Armageddon. And the military might of Islam and the Muslim people will go to Israel. So basically, the armies of the world will go to Armageddon. Did I say Israel? I meant to Armageddon. In current affairs, the West fires multiple accusations at China. Human rights violations in Xinjiang. Suppression of rights in Hong Kong. Threats toward Taiwan. But they have not yet discussed South Korea. Why aren't they saying anything about South Korea? South Korea, I hope the people on that little end of that peninsula, I hope they're not too comfortable, because once China moves on Taiwan, she will move next to South Korea. She'll come in from the north, right down the peninsula through North Korea. She'll come right up through the ocean and surround and cut off any help for South Korea. So, now, that takes care of that. And I had some other articles that I thought were very interesting or important. Now, okay, well, we're going to hang on here. We're going to hang on. 1360KHNC.com podcasts, 1360KHNC.com podcast section, or all programs podcasted.
Come hang out with us this Friday from 6 to 8. Meet the faces on the other side of the radio broadcast as we resume our Friday night events. In fact, this week, we're having a movie night. We are redefining what it means to flatten the curve by hosting the lost history of Flat Earth. Right here, come hang out, get some free flat pizza this week and flat pancakes the week after that for our Friday night movie night, 6 to 8 p.m. Question everything.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
From the Daily Mail .co.uk, Putin oversees military exercises within striking distance of Europe. This was on the 13th of this month, which was 2 days ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin was today overseeing huge military exercises within striking distance of Europe, including a beach invasion by the world's largest hovercraft. Some 2,000 servicemen, more than 200 pieces of military equipment featured in a drill as troops stormed ashore in a war game in Kaliningrad on the Russian border with the European Union. Elsewhere, Putin attended military exercises which being jointly held with Belarus, Armenia, India, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Mongolia at the Molino Range in the Zhizni Novgorod region in his role as commander-in-chief of the Russian Armed Forces. 9 ranges in Russia, including in the Baltic Sea, and 5 in Belarus, are hosting the joint military exercises which are worrying Ukraine. Ukraine should be worried. Remember in February of 2014 when Putin ordered the troops to Crimea, the passes there, to warn NATO of war? If he did that and was willing to go to that extreme in 2014, why wouldn't he even go to that extreme even? Why wouldn't he be more willing to go to that extreme? And look what he's doing here. You're not going to mess with Russia, but Russia is once again with the stands, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, with all the stands. He is putting troops there because the Muslim forces from the south are going to want to begin to move their armies north. This is what this is about, part of it. So I thought I'd let you know. Now, you know, I began the program talking about this Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD.com is his website. And he was talking about in beforeitsnews.com/Israel/2021/09/A Doctor's Grave Warning for Israel on the Dell Big Tree program. And he was giving his protocol for the flu, the hydrochloroquine, 200 milligrams twice a day for 5 days, zinc sulfate, 220 milligrams once a day for 5 days, and azithromycin, 500 milligrams once a day for 5 days. And he has been having very good results with his protocol. And the rabbis in New York and the East Coast are really pushing the Jewish people to get these vaccinations. Well, you know, the Lord Jesus said that if his people don't want to know the truth, meaning the Jewish people or the Christian people, they don't want to know the truth, God will pick their deception. God will pick how they are going to be deceived. So before you do anything, pray like crazy to see if you feel what God might be telling you to do, whether to or whether not to. It's between you and God. But once it's done, it's between you and God. So, with what's happening with Russia, Russia is not going to put up with the United States, NATO, European militaries pressing her to go to war. She'll do something different. She'll go south. For today, that's it. Tomorrow, Thursday, and also Monday through Thursday, for the present truth. And we will see you tomorrow. One more time for this week. Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church at 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.